Your right standing with the Father is not dependent on what you do or what you don't do. Your right standing with God is totally dependent on what Jesus did and the victory he accomplished over all of the curse.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. You know, as believers, we need to make the decision to believe what the Word of God says. Our identity is in Christ and your righteousness is of Him. Now, today's message comes from a foundational teaching series that my grandfather, Brother Kenneth Copeland, taught on the Believer's Voice of Victory in 1989. And this message applies to us again today. And it's time for you and I to wake up to our righteousness in Christ Jesus. So get your Bibles, join him today as he continues his study on your right standing with God.
I want to share some things with you today concerning the righteousness of God. Our righteousness is in Christ Jesus. He is our righteousness. Jesus has been given to us as a gift. He's been given to mankind. As we receive Him, we receive everything He is, everything He stands for with God Almighty. We're no longer, the Bible says, strangers from the covenants of promise. We're not without hope. We're not without God in this world. Thank God we have Jesus, and Jesus is our standing in heaven. Now, let's go back. I want to remind you of some of the scriptures that we read for the last 2 weeks on this subject. And first of all, I want to read this scripture again that we talked about yesterday and the day before. Well, really, we talked about it Wednesday more than we did any other time. Why don't you listen to this again? This is Colossians chapter 1 in the New Testament, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us. Now remember, we've been talking about that word made, 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. When you were born again, you were remade. The Bible says right here in the book of Ephesians that we are created in Christ Jesus, that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, the Word also tells us that any man that is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. That new creation is of God. When you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you were reborn. Your spirit was recreated. Your inner man, your inner nature, your inner person is born of God now. Now listen to this. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now listen. Who hath delivered us, or God the Father, has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption. Now, do you remember that part we talked about a person that's born in another country? What's he called? Alien. Why is he alien? Well, he lives over there. He lives under the laws of that nation he was born in. Now, he's not alien over in that country, but he's alien in this one. He don't belong here. He can come here to visit, but he just visits here. The rights that you and I enjoy by law guaranteed us as citizens of the United States of America. Those rights that we enjoy here, those privileges that we have by law, that states nobody can take them away from us, and our law enforcement agencies will stand up for us to see that they're not taken away from us by law. That person that's born over there, even though he's a good fella, even though he's a nice fella, even though he's a moral fella, even though he's just as good good fella as you ever met. He was born over there, and he's alien to this country here. In other words, this country is not responsible for him. Isn't that right? I'm talking about legally and technically. That's right, isn't it? But now, what if that person, by law, applies for and gets his citizenship in the United States? Now he's a citizen of this country. What's happened? Well, let's use Bible language. He's been translated from the authority of whatever government that was. Let's say he's born in Canada. And he's been translated from Canadian authority to U.S. authority. His passport, if he has one, is not Canadian anymore. It's American. It's United States passport. What's the difference? He's been translated from the authority of one nation into this one. Now, he's a citizen of this country. He's alien to that one. He's alien to this one over here. He's alien over there. Why? Because he's a citizen here. Now, apply that to the Bible's terms and the way Scripture is written. This is what the Holy Ghost is explaining to us in the New Testament that happens when a person makes Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. Jesus is our Lord. He represents mankind in heaven, and he represents heaven to mankind. He is our link between God the Father. When Adam committed high treason and made union with God's enemy, Satan, then there was a gulf fixed between the two of them. Spiritually, Adam then became an alien to heaven, and he was translated from the kingdom of God over into the kingdom of darkness. He became a citizen of a cursed world. He became a citizen of the kingdom of darkness, and Satan is his God, his dominator, held dominion over him, and death reigned over him. Okay. Now, listen to the book of Ephesians. I want to read this to you from the second chapter here. Going right down this same line of thought. Now listen to this. Verse 12. All right, let's read verse 11. Bring it right down in there. Wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. At that time, you were without Christ, being alien. Now, there's that alien word, see? What does that alien mean? It means you're living under another dominion, under another set of laws and rules. You were under the law of sin and death. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, for He is our peace. What peace? He's our peace with God. Now, back up with me to the 10th verse of Ephesians chapter 2. Now listen to this. I got to back up further than that because some of you won't know what I'm talking about. Now, listen to this. But God, this is the fourth verse, God who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. And that's the reason He did the whole thing. He didn't do it for one fella because he's so cute, and another fella because he's so rich, and another fella because he's white, or another fella because he's black, or another fella because he's brown, or another fella because he wasn't this or was that, or because he's so good looking, or because he's so ugly. None of that had anything to do with it. He did it because He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, have made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved. He's talking about what you received when you got saved, when you made Jesus Lord of your life. Now listen. And hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through, I gotta emphasize that, through Christ Jesus. His kindness toward us, His benevolence toward us, His grace toward us, His salvation toward us. The righteousness He has given us is through Christ Jesus. He is our right standing. Now, why do I keep bearing down on that? We studied yesterday from the book of Ephesians that once we come to Jesus, once we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, once we accepted the sacrifice of His blood, we ought not have any more sin consciousness. 10th chapter of Hebrews says that. Now, in order to walk in this, we just have to think about this all the time. You and I have to meditate on this. We're in this world surrounded by death and sin and defeat and a defeat consciousness. We're raised from our birth bed, the day we're born, we're alien from victory. We're alien from heaven. We're alien from the things of God. The first thing we hear our parents say when by the time we're old enough to understand what they're saying, you know what they say all the time? No, don't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. You don't do this. You don't do that. No, 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 no. We are so negatively programmed, and I'm not saying that our parents are wrong. There's just that many things around you that you have to be told no about all the time. You're in the habit of being told no. And we carry that defeat consciousness, that worry consciousness, fear consciousness, right over into Christianity, and we turned it into Christianism and made a religion out of it. Oh, we're so no good. We just figure on when we go to God, He's going to say the same thing Mama did. No! No, 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 no. Can I be healed? No! Can I be saved? No! Can I come to heaven? No! Let's get rid of that. God said His promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's finish reading this. I tell you this, oh, glory to God. Listen now. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship created. You weren't created when your mama gave birth to you. You were born. You weren't created, you were born. But when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you were born again. But your spirit being, any man that is in Christ, is a new creature, a new creation. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. We're in Christ Jesus. What we have comes through Christ Jesus. When we go to God, we go through Christ Jesus. Well, if we go to Jesus and confess our sin before Him, He is faithful and He is righteous to forgive us our sins so that we can go to the Father without any guilt of sin or without any worry and sin consciousness and inferiority consciousness. Every time I use that word, I think about a little cartoon I saw one time. And this guy was in the office of his psychiatrist. And this psychiatrist said, "Well, you know, there are people that we deal with inferiority complex. And in your case, we are not dealing with inferiority complex. You are actually inferior." So, in this case, thank God, it doesn't make any difference that we are inferior because we made Jesus the Lord of our life, and He literally, by the Holy Spirit, has come inside this new created spirit being that is as brand new when you made Jesus Lord of your life as you were the day your mother gave birth to you in the bed of your birth. Hallelujah. He's in there. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Now, our consciousness must be through meditation, through reading of the Scripture, through confessing the Scripture, through praying the Word, standing on the Word, putting God's written Word as His integrity, His voice, final authority in our lives. And when it says we've been made the righteousness of God, I don't argue with that. I don't care what some preacher tells me. I don't care what somebody else tells me. I'm going to the Word, and it says that he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. Well, I mean, he did that for us. I have accepted Jesus as my Lord. Consequently, he's no respecter of persons. I am bound by that blood to call myself what he calls me, and he says I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Well, yeah, Brother Copeland, but what if I do sin? The Word says we have an advocate with the Father, even the righteous Jesus Christ. The righteous Jesus Christ. Even when I sin, doesn't stop him from being righteous. He's still righteous, and he's still for me, not against me. Oh, hallelujah. I can go to him and confess that sin, and says he's faithful and he is righteous to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. We have been made the righteousness of God in Him. Hallelujah. Now, a righteousness consciousness is a victory consciousness. I was preaching in a certain place one time, and I was preparing to go in, and I was going to preach on the same things that I'm sharing with you today. And I heard these words. It was just a little while before I was to go over to the place where I was preaching, and I'd been praying all day, and I heard these words. I heard them come up inside my spirit. I knew it came out of the Spirit of God. And I heard it come up in there. Somebody said, I wish I could hear something like that. Well, turn the television off and go in there and pray and be ready to share the Word with other people. Get over into the flow of that. You can hear the Spirit of God. It's not that He hasn't been talking. It's you've been too spiritually dense to hear Him. All of us are that way. This world crowds out the voice of God, because it comes up in here, not in these ears out here on your head. Jesus said, any man that has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, everybody out there had these flags on the side of their head. That's not what we're concentrating on. You look inward like this. You spend time being quiet before God. Spend time meditating the Word. Spend time reading the Bible as if it's a conversation between you and God. Hallelujah. God's Word is God speaking to you. Having made the decision that what the Word says about me, I say about me. What the Word says I can do through the help of the Holy Ghost. What the Word says I am, and I am that now, whether I look like it or feel like it. And I heard this come up down on inside of me. I heard this phrase, the triumph of righteousness. Triumph of righteousness? The Bible said that Jesus triumphed over all principalities and powers in an open show of them, putting them to shame. He defeated every demon of hell. He defeated the devil in terrible combat between the time his body was put in the tomb and the time that it was raised from the dead and he was seated at the right hand of majesty on high. The 3 days and nights from the cross to the throne, oh, mankind's existence was hanging in the balance. Jesus, oh, God bless him. Jesus, my champion, Jesus, our Savior, defeated Satan and all the demons of hell. Righteousness, the right with God, triumphed. Now, in my consciousness and in my thinking, I want to, and I do this, I want you to do this. I want you to meditate on it at all times. Get to where you think about it all the time. Talk to yourself about it. Inject it into your thinking first thing when you get up in the morning. Listen to the tapes about this. Read the Bible about it. Meditate in it. Feed the Word into your spirit and into your mind day in and day out, and feed on it every day of the world. Every time I come into a place, I start feeling down, or there's pressure on me to feel unworthy and sin and defeat, and I just don't see how in the world I'm going to make it this time. I just don't see how God could change this. It is so terrible, and things look so rough and so bad. Every time you start thinking like that, begin to correct it. Correct yourself. No, I am victorious. Now, what's behind my saying I am victorious is the fact that Jesus is victorious and I'm in Him. I have accepted His victory in my life. I'm a new creature. Old things have passed away. The devil come in there and say, starts pushing me and pressuring me towards pornography. Pushing me, pressuring me to look at other women other than my wife. Pushing me and pressuring me to get on television and beg for money. Pushing me and pressuring me to misuse my income. Pushing me and pressuring me to do this or to do that, whatever it is. No, that's part of that old life. I don't have to partake of that. I'm a new man. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, it may not stop instantly. It's never going to go away altogether until all this sin and all of the effect of it is wiped out of this planet. So you're going to have to stand against it. But the more you stand, the stronger you get, and the stronger you get, the more you stand. And you take that word and you stand against the devil. I was preaching, and I did something. I ain't going to tell you what I did. It is stupid. It's sin. And I did it, and I knew it was wrong. I just succumbed to it, and there I was in the middle of a meeting, and I felt so bad about what I did. I mean, it was wrong, and I didn't have any business doing that, and I just yielded to it, and the pressure was on to do it. Lots of pressure when you're out preaching the kind of thing I'm preaching. I mean, you go out there and preach, it's all passed away, and ain't none of it for any of us now, and there ain't no pressure on anything like that. I mean, the devil don't care if you're preaching that. But when you get in there and begin to preach, you can have it now. It's yours in Christ Jesus. And you begin to nail His hide to the wall. He'll do His best to trip you up in places, particularly if you get tired and weary and that kind of thing. But I went right straight to Jesus. Run to Him. Don't run from Him. I went right straight to Him. I said, Jesus, I sinned. Dear God, I missed it here. And I opened my Bible to that scripture, see, in 1 John. And I said, You're my advocate. And I take advantage of who You are. I take advantage of Your righteousness, and I confess that sin before You, and I call that ugly thing what it is, and I judge myself so I'll not be judged with the world, as it states in the letter that Paul wrote to Corinth, that we judge ourselves, we not be judged with the world. And so I judge myself for that. I sin, and I receive my forgiveness. Boy, I felt terrible. Oh, dear God, I felt awful. And I moped around there all day. I finally said, Lord, I ain't going up there and preach tonight. You're just going to have to get You somebody else. And I said, I'm just not going out there. And after a little while of that, the Lord said, Why are you not going out there? I said, you know why? Because of what I did. He said, what are you talking about? I said, You know what I'm talking about? He said, Well, didn't you confess that? I said, Yes, sir. He said, Didn't my word say I'm faithful and just to cleanse you of all unrighteousness? I said, Yes, sir. He said, Go on and preach. I don't know what you're talking about. I said, God, You know what I'm talking about, that ugly thing I did. He said, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin was not when I found out about it. That's when you got rid of it. Now you are in right standing with God because of me. Now I'm your Lord, and I'm your Savior, and I'm the director of this ministry, and I'm telling you to go preach. Woo! I want you to know I grabbed out my Bible, jumped straight up. I run across the street over there. Guess what I preached about? 1 John chapter 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. The Word of God feeds the spirit man just as bread feeds the body. Food has to be built into your body. The vitamins and minerals it contains have a cumulative effect on it. Much the same thing is true with the Word of God. It has a cumulative effect. God intends for you to feed on His Word, to grow in strength and in faith, and to bear fruit in due season. So don't get in such an all-fired hurry. Stay in the Word. Be patient. The results will come.
Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I want to read to you again from Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." And verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." This offering is very simply an opportunity. You can take it or you can leave it. But I encourage you to find out from God with this opportunity. Lord, are you giving me an opportunity to join with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and what they're doing all over the world? Do I have a place in this assignment? And if He says that you do, then take advantage of that opportunity, sow a seed, and believe God for Him to go to work on your behalf and in your life. Many of you watching are partners. You're already partners with this ministry. And on behalf of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the entire staff, we want to say thank you. Thank you for being faithful, faithful to pray, faithful to give, faithful to join your faith with ours in preaching the good news of the Lord Jesus all over the world. Now, if you missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can go to kcm.org or you can watch them. You can download them absolutely free, and I encourage you to do that. And when you sow into this ministry in offerings like this, this is what it's going towards, things like this website, creating more opportunity to preach the Word. And right now, I come into agreement with you, and Father, I pray over everybody who has taken advantage of this opportunity to sow. And in Jesus' name, I call them blessed. We thank you for it, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, listen, be sure to go to church this weekend and find one that's preaching Jesus. Find one that's got life in it. Get in there and soak up the life, and then be a part of the ones giving life. That's what going to church is all about. Next week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, I want you to join my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, from their prayer cabin in Arkansas. These are always special broadcasts. You don't want to miss them. I also want to let you know that Monday starts the Southwest Believers Convention, downtown Fort Worth, Texas. So come be a part of this outstanding event. You can also watch the services live on kcm.org. Now, thanks so much for joining us this week. I invite you to go back to kcm.org, download anything you missed, watch it for free, get caught up, and join us again next week. Amen. Thanks for watching. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Oh, you don't want to miss any of this. I'm telling you, I got so thrilled and I got shouting happy, particularly on the Friday, the last Friday's broadcast of this 2 weeks. It's just outstanding.
Praise
you don't want to miss any of it. Amen.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.